And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Two new facts say an awful lot about the troubled state of the U.S. economy. Number one, the U.S. unemployment rate is now at 3.9%, an 18-year low. And still, number two, nearly 51 million American households don't earn enough to afford a bare-bones monthly household budget. While several policies could help attack this problem, expanded access to affordable health care, making the wealthy pay their fair share of taxes, the simplest and most obvious first step is to put more cash in the take-home pay of struggling workers by raising the minimum wage. North Carolina's minimum wage has been stuck at $7.25 per hour for years. If it merely kept up with inflation in the last few decades, it would be almost $12. Add to this the new research from economists that a higher wage would actually benefit businesses and job growth by pumping millions of dollars into the economy and lowering payroll costs by reducing employee absenteeism and turnover while boosting productivity, and the idea becomes more obvious. The bottom line, in the 2018 legislative session, the most impactful win-win policy solution would also be one of the simplest, fairest, and most business-friendly. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.